Amen. Good morning. This morning, somebody said to me that the Bible and the Word of God is a sword. And that sword of the Lord has been working and is working in the world today. It also can it be in our lives. And we have to choose if we will go straight on or to the left or to the right, what way will we go? And we are happy that there will be beautiful things and happen beautiful things here in this church. But there were also elections in our country last week. And when you elect, then you choose for a direction the people will go and our country will go. And then the Word of God is also there. And you think, oh, I'm the right. My voice is very important. And there are all people who are also thinking that and choose another direction as you did. And is there also a chance that you and the other people has right? All of us a little bit. What does the Word of God in the chaos of the world? In this case also in the elections we had last week. We will not speak about politics, but we know that there is a chaos in the world and who will we react? And sometimes it is not done that we preach about this in the church. I am coming from Lelystad in a church there, and I hope you will not judge me this morning. In this political climate, we speak with other people who has elect other things than we do. And is the politics about climate changing? And have you to choose for that, or are we to choose for other things and may be busy with this? Is immigration a very important issue? Or is the chaos in this world about all the different meaning and things and thoughts we have? What is right? Maybe we get a new reign, a new government, and we are not united in our things, in our thoughts. We have different things we find important and we think are important. We are people who have decided to follow Jesus and we look in another way to the world. And how will you deal with other people here in Holland and in abroad who think other in another way and choose other ways? Which direction do we choose when we have to decide what direction we will go? In Holland it is always difficult, but it is more difficult in the whole world. For example, in Ukraine and Russia, and also in that world we have different meanings. You will not that who will win, Russia, Ukraine, what is our thinkings? And Israel and Hamas in the Middle East. It is complex also for our in our churches. The conflict in the land of Israel, in the land of Abraham. Whatever you say, there is always somebody who will think in another way. We must have to choose what direction we will go. In the political situation in Ukraine, in Hamas and Israel. And we are in the midst of this, and we have also Santa Claus and Black Pete. There are also different meanings about it. And we have football, all the things we have to think about. Also football? Yes, also football. Sorry. In Acts 2, we read that the followers of Jesus are good people in the eyes of the other people. How can it be? How do you choose what you do, what you say, and what you listen to? And all the people will take us and say, you have to go that direction or that. How do you, as a children of God, to do things in this world? I will follow Jesus, and I hope to get the wisdom to choose the right directions in difficult things. When I hear, I don't read about Hamas in the Bible, and nowhere in the Bible I find the word immigration. How can I choose for a future that is to honor God? What does God think about me and awaits for me? I will read in the book of James, the letter of James. He was the eldest brother of Jesus. Jesus didn't believe in the first days that Jesus was the Son of God, but now he was the brother of Jesus and he thinks he is the Son of God. And he was a leader in the first church. He was an important man in the first century. Also, Martin Luther, he read this letter and he said it is a difficult letter. I don't know how to choose it with this letter of James. James was a brother of Jesus and leader of the church in Jerusalem. James 3, we will read. James 3, verse 1, and the whole chapter, 13, 14, 17 verses. Not many of you should be presumed to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we are teachers will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone never had fault in what he says, he is a perfect man. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by a strong wind, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot wants him to go. And the tongue is also as a fire, a little piece of our body, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man, but no man can tame the tongue. With the tongue we praise our Lord, the Father, and with it we curse men who have been made by God likeness. And after the same month, praise and cursing, my brothers, it should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives and a grape vine? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. Let who is wise and understanding among you. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of energy and full of mercy. And good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemaker who sow in peace, raise a harvest of righteousness. That is a capital of this letter that is very important. Read it. And every time I read it, there are new things in it. The letter of James was there to give a direction in the life of Christians in the first century. In the Middle East, the church was there. The Greek were very important in culture. And as a Christian, you were not free to think, and you were living in a strange world and a strange culture. The question is also now, what can I do in a strange culture? How must I live? Maybe this letter can help us, this capital, what you read. Maybe we may not try to make great conflicts too small. It is very, very complex to have a solution. In the time of James, we had not Wi-Fi and no internet. And we can also communicate and maybe sure what we communicate in internet. Verse 2, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man. Who you are, everybody will struggle and will fall because he says the things in the wrong way. And if you think that you are a perfect man, then you must ask your partner, your wife, or your friends. But we will not always be confronted by the things we do and react also not in a perfect way to other people. We will always be at fault. We have not the meanings who are always right. And James said that our tongue can do many wrong things. He can set lives in fire. And James says Sometimes we do not understand. With the tongue we praise our Lord afar, and with it we curse men. He says to us that we have to recognize that we can do and say different things with the same organ. Sometimes we will also demonstrate that we will not have people to come to America or to come to our country who only are looking for happiness. And it is so difficult to decide and to say some things right. We need a mirror and stand open for other things. We have to recognize that it's a word of God in our life who will divide things. We are not always wise. We are continued in different things we say. And on verse 13 he says, who is wise and understanding among you? That is not a question that he will an answer on. You can better have deeds done in humility, he says. But these come from wisdom. Nobody. Nobody is wise. We have bitterness in our hearts, and we are selfishness, and think about ourselves better than others. And we have no idea what direction we have to choose on. In a group where we app group. Is my reaction not always wise? I have not so good wisdom, and I have the risk that other people think quite different. I have a good friend, and we could react to each other, but we could also deal in good things. And our reactions are very much direction how we feel at that moment. Only by goodness we can come out of troubles. And sometimes we turn and go our own ways. We need the wisdom of the Spirit of God, and that we find in the Word of God. The wisdom we can become from the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus. And we can find that in the Bible, and we can ask for the Spirit of God, and He will give us directions. The wisdom that comes from heaven is first all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy. Peaceful peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. We are called to be a heaven of peace, a safe haven. Sometimes the water will come off my nose, he says. We should be peacemakers and hear the people who are not heard by other people. Who can we practice a good life? In in Holland there are many things about of the climate and how the how sound is our water or healthy is our water. And we use things in the in our agriculture and in our washings, etc., who are not good for the water. It is important that we know that we also, in speaking about those things, are we a peacemaker then? Are we convinced that our land is full of people and that there cannot be more people come to our country, on our country? Then we must think that Jesus was also a man not from this world. How can we stand open for the weak people? And the refugees, we can have much more in our land, or is there boundaries that we cannot have more people in our country? When you have these thinkings, there are two sides of an answer. How can we be peacemaker then? That is difficult, huh? Very difficult. Jesus has never said that the gospel will be easy. No, it is difficult. And now, the conflict between Israel and Hamas, and also in this case, we are be asked to be a peacemaker. Nothing has helped until now. And it is very difficult to choose the right directions. We have Christian people in Israel and Christian people in Hamas in Gaza. And what are for and happen things are terrible. And but we may be have critics and we may be critical what happens there. Our Christian brothers and sisters must have family among us. Israel makes also mistakes and do things that are not done. Just the same as the Gazanen. I am struggling with all what happens there. And the reactions of Israel, I think, is something about, but I am not living there. I am laying in my bed and not in a bungalow, in a shelter there, and that can be bombing. The world is not mine and not yours. The question is, when you look at the history of the people of Israel in the Old Testament until the New Testament, and later, if you see to the history of Israel, how many kings you can find who did never a mistake? The answer is none. There are one or two kings who did the things of God, but they made mistakes. Also David. The most of the kings were wrong. And when you see at the people of Israel, from the most moment Abraham was called, and after Egypt, there was never 50 years that the people did just what God wanted to do. After 3 days after Egypt, it went wrong. They won't be. They wanted to go back to Egypt. There were no periods in the history of Israel, no leaders and the people that who did good things. How can it be that it is now good what Israel does and never does a mistake? I do not live there. My decisions are not important. So I will be humility. I will have humility. And I have been in a kibbutz in Gaza, nearby. And I saw a Dutch woman who lives there. And I talked with her. And she had been 11 hours in the shelter, not to be bombed. I cannot react in the right way for I am not there. I have my thoughts, but they are mistaking. But dare we to say that our thinkings are not so important in this conflict? Maybe we will seek to room to things that are in our eyes not right. If we make room for thoughts that they also are right, then we can be a peacemaker. We have to know that there are also people who have meanings who also can be right. How can we choose then the writings? It is people who are standing on the same point in their lives, and all we have to choose. But God is our master. It is God's world, God's world, and He will do that we together do the good things. We cannot control everything. And surely not what other people have thoughts. So we be a peacemaker. You have not all the wisdom you should have. So do what is stand with you read. Peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and have good fruit. Sow in peace and raise a harvest of peacefulness. Look at the timeline on social media. And there are people you missed contact with since the time. Because of things they did, and there were other things that you do. Have you still contact with them? And wish you look at all the contacts you had, and who is still a friend of you, and are you still submissive, full of mercy? Have they seen you as a man or women who had good fruit? We have been called to be peacemakers. When you make peace, you will be joy and you will have joys. Happy are the peacemakers, for they will be God people. Will be afraid. What you can do, you must make peace with all people. Next week, the Advent period comes. We grow on and we go on to Christmas, to the birth of Christ. And he has different He has different names, on and also Prince of Peace. He came as a baby, a little child, and he needed his mother and father. He came as a Prince of Peace, and we may look for peace, what we cannot do ourselves, and who is greater than all sorts. We may reach with our hands to the peace of the Prince of Peace, and we may be a shelter for the world, just as Jesus was. He may come in front the music, be peacemakers. It is not easy. That is not the case. When you are a peacemaker, the world will see God in you. And when you are a peacemaker, they will see Jesus in you. I will pray for you and me. Almighty God, Creator of all things, it sounds very easy, but it is so difficult. And we know that it is not easy to live with you. It is not easy to go to another man or woman to say, I am wrong, I did wrong things. Learn and give us your love, Lord, to be a peacemaker. We are not people always from you. We need healing. And when we will be a peacemaker, then we can be a healing person for other people. Help us as a church of you, Lord, a body of you, here in our midst, at school, at our work, that we can be peacemakers for you. How must we do it, Lord? That people can see that we have peace in ourselves and we are not calling wrong words. Help us to be a peacemaker, Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. Help us to deal your peace with other people. In Jesus' name, amen.